The plan pushed by Governor Jan Brewer taps funds from the Federal Affordable Care Act to expand coverage under the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System to anyone up to 138% of the federal poverty level, about $27,000 a year. The old law provided care only to those below the poverty level. But to pay the state's $256 million annual share, the measure imposes what Brewer calls an assessment on hospitals. Foe said that is a tax which can be enacted solely with a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate, something Brewer could not get. But Brewer got their lawsuit thrown out of court on the argument they lack standing to sue. The Court of Appeals disagreed, rejecting the governor's contention that a simple majority of the legislature can decide when a two-thirds vote is required. Brewer vowed to seek Supreme Court review.
All Arizonans should be concerned by the court's decision, which could prevent the state's ability to restore quality, cost-effective health care to tens of thousands through our model program, the Access Program, here in Arizona.
But the judges did not block the state from expanding Medicaid, but simply said that if the state's costs are being paid for by what amounts to a tax, then the constitutional requirement for a two-thirds vote cannot be ignored. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.